Tomorrow, chapter 7, Mishnah 4. Va'aluhain hanikbarim. And while we're on the topic of burying things, so these things also need to be buried. Kodshim shepilu. If a sacred animal miscarried, then the fetus has to be buried. Yikavru. Hipila shilya. Even the afterbirth of the animal, tikavar, has to be buried. Shora niskal. If the a bull that gored someone and has to be killed, has to be stoned to death, so the carcass of that bull had to be buried. Begla rufa, the heifer, that if there was a murder by an unknown killer, remember, they had to bring this calf into the valley, so the carcass of that calf had to be buried. Vitzipora mitzora, the birds of the mitzora, so that they would shech the one bird, and then they would actually use its blood to sprinkle, and the carcass afterwards they would bury. Usa'ar nazir, the hair of the nazir, so brings the kati. This is not the hair after he finishes his nazirus. This is the hair if he became tameh, because the hair after he finishes nazirus, that hair was burnt. But this hair, if he becomes tameh, he has to restart his process, and what he had to do was shave off, and that hair gets buried. Upeter chamor, the firstborn of a donkey, you either got to redeem it, but if you don't redeem it, you've got to break its neck, and that carcass had to be buried. Basa v'chalav, meat and milk. As we know, you can't benefit from meat and milk. Has to be buried. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azarev, a normal non-sacred animal was slaughtered in the temple. That's no good, and that carcass had to be buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchatu ba'azarev, he'll know. This animal, yisarfu, had to be burnt, not buried. The carcass had to be burnt. V'chain chaya shenishchata ba'azarev, and also a wild beast that was slaughtered in the temple courtyard, which you couldn't do, that also had to be burned. But he brings again that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, so these animals would be buried.